The Cultureland organizer promises to address fuming fans. Shania Twain comes home to close out Boots and Hearts Music Festival. Flea explains why he doesn't like posing for pics with fans, and Beyoncé tops the US chart with the year's biggest album by a female artist. It's Monday, August 8th, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Frustrated fans fuming about this past weekend's Cultureland Festival near Toronto may soon get some answers from its organizers. Reached early Monday morning, Pharrell Lettie of Code Red Entertainment told iHeartRadio.ca in an official announcement is scheduled to be made later in the day. "That's all I can say at this time," he said. Fans with passes to the inaugural festival expressed their anger on social media on Sunday after a string of cancellation by artists and an overnight change of venue. Jenny Aiko, who is scheduled to close the two-day event, pulled out after the festival was moved from Markham Fairgrounds to the Ajax Downs racetrack, roughly 30 minutes southeast. "Her show required a level of visuals that could not have technically been produced in such a short period of time," read a statement shared by the Cultureland on social media. The festival also told fans Stoneboy, Firebox, Loj, and Camo Mapella will not be able to perform. Cultureland, hyped as Canada's biggest Afrofusion weekend, is being compared on social media to the ill-fated Fyre Festival. "Worst festival experience and a huge lack of accountability from whoever organizes this shit show," one fan fumed on Twitter. "I want my money back." Another complained, "I can't believe I got scammed in front of my own eyes. Cultureland is actually unbelievable, y'all. I'm witnessing this in my lifetime right now." One fan opined that Cultureland needs to refund everybody for the rubbish they pulled on day two. "People paid to see so many artists and y'all did not deliver. That right there is fraud." A disclaimer on the Cultureland website reads, "All ticket sales are final, no refunds or ticket transfers." You can read some of the samples of comments on Twitter in the link in this description. A severe summer storm on Sunday night couldn't keep Shania Twain from closing out the Boots and Hearts Festival in her native Ontario. At around 8:45 p.m., organizers announced the grounds at Burl Creek and Oro Medonte were being evacuated due to severe incoming weather conditions. In a tweet, they told fans to seek shelter outside the grounds for their safety. Less than an hour later, organizers said the site was reopening. Twain hit the stage slightly later than scheduled and delivered an electrifying set. With Avril Lavigne singing along backstage, 56-year-old Twain rolled through her hits. Earlier, during soundcheck, she tweeted, "Ontario, I'm home. What a beautiful day to play a hometown show. I'm excited to see you all tonight. Let's go, girls." Twain, who was born in Windsor and raised in Timmins, owns a cottage on Lake of Bays about an hour north of the Boots and Hearts Festival site. Red Hot Chili Peppers bassist Flea said last weekend that he's not big on posing for pics with fans. "We're always down to chat and talk. Asking for a photo ruins it instantly," the musician tweeted in response to fan Luke Vesley, who gushed about a positive interaction with Flea and Anthony Kiedis before a recent concert. When someone asked Flea what's wrong with fans asking for pics, he replied, "There's nothing wrong with it, but it ruins having an actual conversation. It's a transaction." Someone commented, "Posing for a quick picture shouldn't be a chore. I'm pretty sure you've wanted to pose alongside some of your heroes." Flea responded, "I've never asked anyone to take a photo with me once in my life." Beyoncé's Renaissance has become the first album by a female artist to top the US chart since Adele's 30 ended its six-week run in January. In its first week of release, Renaissance had the biggest numbers of any album by a woman this year, and second largest overall on the Billboard 200, which tracks sales and streams in the US. The chart, dated August 13th, will be published on Tuesday. Beyoncé's seventh solo album racked up 332,000 equivalent album units, according to Luminate, of which 190,000 were traditional album sales. The only album to top those figures in 2022 was Harry's House by Harry Styles. Renaissance is also number one in the UK and in Australia. Renaissance is Beyoncé's first proper solo studio album since Lemonade in 2016. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.